Sarin News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. President Trump has stepped up his rhetoric against Iran after pursuing a diplomatic solution. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
For the past couple of months, the president held out hope that negotiations with Iran would lead to a deal on its nuclear program. But now he supports Israel's military strikes against Iran and is calling for the country's unconditional surrender. In several social media posts, he boasted that we now control Iranian airspace, claimed we know the location of Iran's supreme leader, and warned the U.S. would come down hard on anyone who targets American troops. Greg Clugston, the White House.
Americans have pulled in their purse strings. Correspondent Mike Kempen reports.
The Commerce Department says retail sales fell sharply last month as consumers decreased their spending after a sharp increase in March to get ahead of President Trump's tariffs. Sales at retail stores and restaurants dropped nearly 1% in May. That compares with a decline of 0.1% in April. There was a steep drop in auto sales after Americans ramped up their car buying in March. I'm Mike Kempen.
Texas has stopped providing new funding toward building a U.S.-Mexico border wall after lawmakers quietly approved a new budget that does not include funding for the project. It's a shift in course after the state allocated billions of dollars to install hundreds of miles of barrier that Republican Governor Greg Abbott set out to construct 4 years ago. The state has since completed only about 65 miles of the border wall to date. Abbott's office said that efforts by President Trump to crack down on immigration allowed the state to adjust its spending. The number of migrant crossings has fallen dramatically this year. This is SRN News. A victory for religious freedom in Texas.
The Killeen Independent School District has agreed to stop barring students from evangelizing during non-instructional time. The case centered on a girl who had been handing out small slips of paper bearing Bible verses to her classmates during recess. The principal confiscated the slips and the girl's Bible and threatened to punish her if she did it again. Attorneys for the American Center for Law and Justice went to bat for the student. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Gay activists are pressuring the government of Guatemala to legalize same-sex marriage. Two Mexican women were married on the grounds of Mexico's embassy in Guatemala over the weekend, sparking anger in a nation that doesn't recognize the practice. Mexican officials say the ceremony was intended to celebrate Gay Pride Month and was a step toward inclusion, respect, and equality for all. Guatemalan officials decried the event, saying it violates their law. This is SRN News. Former Senator Bob Menendez arrives at prison to begin serving his bribery sentence. Correspondent Julie Walker reports.
The New Jersey Democrat has been mocked for crimes as Gold Bar Bob, according to his own lawyer. The 71-year-old Menendez maintains his innocence. Last week, a federal appeals court rejected his last-ditch effort to remain free on bail while he fights to get his bribery conviction overturned. Menendez also seemingly appealing to President Trump for a pardon, posting on X, then deleting, that prosecutors were politically motivated and praising Trump for rising above the lawfare. I'm Julie Walker.
FBI agents found gold bars in Menendez's home worth an estimated $150,000. He denies he took bribes. More details at SRNnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.